Part 1 Chapter 1 3 months earlier. Deirdre settled in behind her large mahogany desk, custom-made for a horse. Two new emails appeared on her computer screen. She first read the one from her broker, reminding her to lock in a price for fall corn. She made a mental note of it. Deirdre had been managing Windsor Farm's corn and soybean crops for about a year, and she enjoyed the challenge. The other email, from her young protege, Stella, described the magic of the Inca Trail. Stella wrote so descriptively about her adventures that Deirdre could almost imagine herself in Peru. Still, Deirdre thought, it would be nice to have Stella back at Windsor. She was the most unsheepish sheep Deirdre had ever encountered, a born leader. Hooves sounded outside her office. Deirdre's father, Marcus, filled the doorframe. He looked powerful as always, though unusually tired. Marcus had run the farm for over 2 decades, modernizing the operation and nearly quadrupling its size. Experienced, knowledgeable, and wise, he was respected both on and off the farm.
"How are my grandsons?" Marcus began with his usual greeting. "Keeping up with their studies?"
Deirdre smiled, thinking about her energetic colts, Russell and Thomas. "They're keeping up just fine," she answered. "I'm the one who has trouble keeping up with them." But Marcus obviously had something else on his mind.
"Deirdre, there comes a time in every stallion's life when it becomes necessary to confront retirement. I've come to that point. I am ready."
What? Of course everyone on the farm knew Marcus would have to retire at some point, but it was an eventuality Deirdre preferred to keep at a distance. "Dad, of course, everyone in our farm family will support your choice. You've certainly earned a nice retirement, but why now? You seem as on top of your game as ever." Marcus ran a remarkably tight and efficient business. He inspired operational excellence throughout the farm. Deirdre smiled, thinking about how Windsor's managers were almost obsessed with finding opportunities to improve performance.
"I'm not doing the farm any favors by continuing as its leader," said Marcus. "I've done what I can. I have but one more responsibility, to make sure the farm is in good hands for the future."
"Dad, have you told Bull yet?"
Deirdre could just picture enormous Bull bucking for joy at the news. Bull was Windsor's second in command. He headed Bovine Ops, the farm's dairy business, and ran it like a finely tuned milking machine. He was strong, dominant, and so bullheaded that everyone used his obvious nickname, Bull, rather than his given name, Harold.
"Deirdre, we need to talk." Marcus lowered his voice. "I no longer believe Bull is the right choice to succeed me."
Deirdre was stunned.
"But Bull has been your number two for years, always right by your side."
"That's exactly the problem. Bull will run the business exactly as I do. That's not what this farm needs. Every day it becomes more obvious that efficiency is no longer enough, at least if we want to keep this a family-run company."
Deirdre needed a moment to think. She glanced out her window to the pastures beyond. The day was spectacularly sunny. The sheep grazed peacefully in the distance. Decades ago, when animals had first started running their own farms, they had quickly demonstrated an intuitive grasp of agriculture. Humans, however, had been quicker to put machines to work. Marcus had taken a few steps in that direction, acquiring 2 prized tractors he kept in top shape. He sometimes referred to the tractors as the real workhorses at Windsor, though that remark hadn't gone over too well with some of the touchier team members.
Could things really be as bad as her father was suggesting?
Marcus interrupted Deirdre's musings.
"Human-run farms just keep consolidating and using ever more sophisticated machines. You know their motto, bigger is cheaper. If we don't do something soon, the notion of an animal-run farm could become as outdated as the horse-drawn plow."
Deirdre had never seen her father so agitated.
"Our farm has grown," Marcus continued, "but it is still small by comparison. We can try to play the size game, but family first has always been our most cherished principle."
"As it should be, Dad," agreed his daughter. Marcus looked spent, his forelock uncharacteristically disheveled beneath his hat.
"I'm going to tell you something in complete confidence, Deirdre. I keep getting calls from people who want to buy our farm. McGillicuddy has mentioned the possibility at least 3 times.
Deirdre felt the hair along her braided mane stand up. The competition between animal-run and human-run farms was ever-present. For the most part, it was a rivalry of mutual respect. But McGillicuddy, a human who ran the giant operation adjacent to Windsor Farm, had never accepted the modern reality of animals running their own farms. He also was notorious for his poor treatment of working animals.
"I'm worried," Marcus said. "Someday we may have no choice but to sell. It's happened to some of our friends. But you run a much better farm. It could happen to us!"
Marcus cut off his daughter's protest. There was no time to sugarcoat the situation.
"We need a new kind of leader. Someone creative, someone courageous, someone capable of taking the farm in new directions."
He looked his daughter in the eye.
"Ever since you were young, you've shown that you have a different kind of mind. You have always been one to see beyond the obvious, to spot the unusual solution."
Deirdre swallowed hard. Was this going where she thought it was?
"I want you to take on the responsibility of running the farm," Marcus said.
Deirdre thought of the small team she currently managed, how far they had come, how proud she was of them. But was she ready to take responsibility for overseeing the entire farm?
"Dad, I've just started running my own division. The job of leading the farm calls for someone more experienced, more ambitious."
"Deirdre, you're Windsor's best hope for enduring success. And let me make one thing very clear. I'm not giving you the job because you are my daughter. You almost certainly would have run the farm after Bull anyway. I'm giving you the job because you are the right horse at the right time."
Deirdre studied her favorite photograph of Russell and Thomas, with Russell looking straight at the camera with a big horsey grin, and Thomas engaged in watching something just off camera. Was their future on Windsor Farm really in jeopardy? Next to the photo of her boys was one of her late mother, who had always told her she was destined to do great things. Beside that was a picture of her beloved late husband, who had been killed in a tractor accident just 1 week after she had given birth to the colts.
"So, will you accept the job?"
Deirdre met her father's tired, kind gaze. She thought about how much time and energy he had devoted to helping her raise Russell and Thomas. She knew there was one thing she could not do, one word she could not utter. She couldn't possibly say no. Will Marcus save the farm? Will Deirdre save the farm?